from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Breaking news in the NBA. Breaking news in the NBA. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN. Utah Jazz All-Star forward Lauri Markkanen has signed a 5-year, $238 million contract renegotiation and extension, and includes $220 million in new money. Can make $220 million in new money. Adrian Woj, $47.5 million per year. That's Lauri Markkanen. So he re-signs with the Utah Jazz. And of course,
$7.5 million.
And here's the big thing. He cannot be traded this season by the Utah Jazz.
$47.5 million.
You know what's crazy as we're talking about
That's
this?
Insane.
There is no chance that Lauri Markkanen is a better basketball player than Brandon Ayuk is a football player. And he is going to get paid way more throughout his career than him. It's pretty wild.
You remember the was it Hung Shu Chu, the outfielder for the Texas Rangers?
Shin Shu Chu.
Thank you.
Former
Cleveland Indian, too, right?
Yep. For the longest time.
He was really good.
I was Big Dog's favorite player.
Yeah, he was really good.
He signed like a 6-year, $113 million deal, whatever it was. For the longest time, it was, he's made more than Brady and Peyton Manning combined. Yeah. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, no, he was. That was Big Dog's favorite player in fantasy. He would just get hot.
The Rangers signed him and Prince Fielder to that massive deal. Then Prince obviously had that career-ending neck injury, and he couldn't play off that anymore.
It was Wojnarowski reporting that Lowry is getting $228 million. Damn.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of money.
$238 million. Five-year deal.
Good for him.
And that takes him. That really takes him off the table for the Golden State Warriors. It was reported yesterday that Utah would re-sign him after August 6th, which means, of course, he's ineligible to be traded this season. All right, back to Brandon Ayuk. As we say, good morning to everybody out there. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Right now, it feels like it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's it, because the Patriots bowed out, because Brandon Ayuk basically said, yeah, I'm not coming there. I'm not going to Boston to play with you guys. You guys got the worst roster in football. So it sounds like Cleveland is not really interested in giving up Amari Cooper. And why would they? Are they willing to give BA a new deal? I don't know. I think Cleveland Brown fans, as we had, who was it, Anthony Lima yesterday from the Carmen and Lima show yesterday, 92.3 in Cleveland. They're big fans of Amari Cooper. So I don't know if they're going to do that, given Amari Cooper and a high pick. Well, come on now.
Here's the other part of this is, like, now that Amari's been dangled out there by Cleveland and they don't make the deal, you know, It's just, it's not the greatest for him. You know what I mean? To have all your stuff out in the street like that.
Well, he's a pro. You know, this is what pros do. They know that you're going to be involved in trade rumors. You have to be a professional. Everybody's involved in trade talks in these leagues. It's part of pro sports. So he knows, but once you strap up and you play that Sunday and you're not traded, you know, you go out there, play your ass off, and you go out there, do what you can for the team and for yourself. So it's part of pro sports. Andrew Wiggins has had to go through it. You know, last year there was a rumor about LeBron James being traded. You don't think people know what
LeBron started Warriors, that rumor? Like, you know, what?
So, guys, this is the price. This is pro sports. It's not new. Let's go to Verducci, El Dorado Hills. Verducci, let me ask you on the front end. Good morning to you. I hope you're doing well. If the Niners do trade Brandon Ayuk, how optimistic are you about this season for the 49ers?
You know, I'm still optimistic in my 49ers, man, and that's just being 49er faithful. I mean, we still have a star-studded defense, and we still have a killer offense. I mean, the reality is Ayuk was never the number one choice and option on this team. He was more like a number three. And so I think if we could still make a deal with the Browns and get Cooper back, we might not get a high draft pick, but we still can get someone that we can plug in to our wide receiver corps. I still think we're still going to be the team to beat there. And you know what? The reality is it's always going to come down to Shanahan. You can give him all the tools, but is he going to go ahead and make the clutch decision when the game is on the line and also be able to game manage it correctly when we're down the stretch in the close game? That is my, you know, that's my thinking with everything. But we still got a great roster. I'm excited. I'm down here in Santa Clara for Dwight Clark training day. Well, I'm excited to see the rookies on the field. My boy Matt Miyoko will be there coming by and saying hello. And so I'm just excited to be out here. You know, if the 49ers are here, baby, the true faithful, I want to see you. I want to feel you. Because you know what? No matter what happens with Ayuk, if you don't want to be on this team, then good riddance. You know what? You want to play for a couple extra million and not compete for championships, then good riddance. I want ball players on this team that want to come here and play together as a team, as a unit, and let's go and get that Lombardi this year.
Wait, Verducci, I love you. Verducci, I love you.
Yeah.
But why you got to come down? How you grow like that? He just wants his money like everybody else. You don't think he wants to play team ball?
You know what, though, Bonte? What's the difference between 28 and 30 million when you're making that much money? You know what?
Know.
You want to compete for championships? Do you want to compete for championships? Do you want to be able to have a ring on your finger? Or do you want to make more money and not compete for championships? That's the difference between a true ball player in my mind. I get he's trying to get his money, but look at everyone else. I guarantee you Purdy's going to take a little bit less. A little bit less.
Did Bosa take a little less? Did Bosa take a little less?
Well, I mean, that's his decision. But you know what? At the time, we had to make him the highest paid. We had to make him the highest paid.
I hear you, man.
The reality is,
just asking the questions.
And let me tell you, Bonte, Ayuk, he doesn't deserve the Jefferson money. He's not at that tier. He's at the next tier below. And right where he needs to be at that 28, 29 million, that's where he got to be. If he wants 30, good riddance, and let's go. Let's compete with the players that we have on this team.
Shasky, has it been confirmed whether or not Ayuk wants $30 million a year? Do we even know how much he wants a year?
We don't know.
We have no idea. Like, Michael Silver, early in the offseason, talked about the 26. The last offer to him was somewhere in the range of $26 million a year. But Michael Silver writes, it is, and Michael Silver from the Chronicle, has aged poorly in the ensuing 3 months with last week's four-year $110 million extension signed by the Bears' DJ Moore. The market is the market, and Niners appear to have a lesser view of Ayuk's value than numerous other teams.
Look, you're going to say, I know what you're going to say on the other end of this. It's going to be like, the athletes want all the money at every single turn, 9 times out of 10, or 99.9% of the time, and they think that they're the reason why you're going to win the championship if you just pay that individual. I understand all that. But you also you have to acknowledge that the majority of the fans are exhausted with the holdouts and the talk and the money and everything as the economy is crashing. You could disagree and say the athletes are good.
No, I get what you're saying.
But the consumer... Wait.
You don't think I'm exhausted from talking about Brandon Ayuk holding in? I just want to talk football.
It's not just Ayuk. It's everywhere in sports.
But it's sports talk radio. We got no choice.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that the fans, like, we can't get mad at the fans because they're always going to side with their team, right? That's what they're going to do. And most fans are sitting there and they're looking at their 401ks, right? If you have one and you're lucky enough to have one, you're like, gosh, it went down 38% like in a day. Wow. Like, you know? And so... yeah, when it comes to like a million here, a million there, when people say that, I get where you're coming from. Fans are never going to come over to your side on that.
I don't care. They don't need to be on my side. I'm not. I just understand that players, and we got California taxes or whatnot, but here's the thing with fans. And this is what I don't understand about fans, and I'm a fan. But fans will flip-flop on a player in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
On a heartbeat. I've seen you guys waver on Deebo Samuel back and forth. The pendulum has swung back and forth. And Debo's an all-time niner.
Well, and
the pendulum has swung back and forth.
And players swing back and forth whether they want to play with you or not.
Right.
Like, I have no idea what... Like, right now, if I told you, like... Does Brandon Ayuk want to play on the Niners or the Steelers?
I think he wants to play on the Niners.
I don't know. I legitimately don't know, you know? And so, like, I do believe, like, and I'm not everyone's James Harden, but, like, the James Harden effect is out there, and fans roll their eyes when they, player X wants to go to the team, you know, C.
But you know what, though? But fans will get mad at Jet York for raising seats and ticket prices.
Well, yeah.
We'll get mad about the parking lot at Levi Stadium.
Yeah, the consumers.
We get mad about whatever. So, I mean, I hear you. I hear you, but, you know. If I'm Deebo Samuel, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, and I'm looking at my Twitter account, I was like, man, I go out there and play my ass off every single Sunday, and a fan will still curse me out about something. A fan will still get on Twitter and start popping off. So why should a player think about the fans at times when he's like, dude, I play my ass off for the fans, and half the fans will just, oh, man, you can't get off Bumper Rum. Oh, man, you suck. Oh, man, get your ass in the locker room. Fans talk, right? They talk reckless to me, for crying out loud. I'm not even a player.
Well, Bonte,
I'm not even a player. I have an opinion.
The jobs have hazards, and that's one of them.
I blocked over 200 people the last 2 days.
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
But there's certain jobs, whatever it is in this world that you do, like there come calculated, you know, consequences or risks, or there's some negative. Not every job is perfect, right? And they get compensated. It doesn't mean that the way people treat them or talk about them or flip-flop like the wind is right, but that's part of what, if you're going to say everything's a business, and that kind of comes with the territory, you know? So, it's like, when you're a politician, comes with that territory is, you know, a lot of vitriol.
However, though, I'm looking at this situation, and, you know, Verducci just said, you're not worth $30 million a year. You're not worth $30 million a year. Patriots seem like they were willing to pay him $30 a year.
Cleveland,
it sounds like, are looking, hey, we'll give you a long-term deal. $30 million a year. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who have let number of players go over the years. Hell, they were nickel and dime with Antonio Brown. We know what happened with Le'Veon Bell. We know what happened with Mike Wallace when he went to Miami. The Steelers seem like they're willing to give him his money.
But Bonte,
when I hear fans say he's not worth $30 million a year, and Ayuk goes, watch this, hold my beer.
Okay.
Well, it seems like there was four teams knocking on the door saying, hey, Ayuk, here's money.
But this is the way the fans' brain goes is, oh, well, they think in their head, well, if we offered you 28 and we're the Niners and we've been in however many NFC Championship games and multiple Super Bowls, all right, that 28 to win or 30 to, let's say hypothetically, to go to New England and go 3-14.
Well,
yeah,
good luck with
that.
I'm going to go Shasky Shab on you and say, we got California taxes, though. $30 million ain't the same in Pennsylvania.
$30 million
ain't, well, that's why he said no to Massachusetts.
Well, I'm just
but $30 million in Pennsylvania ain't the same as $30 million in California, right?
Well, then, but what are we also again? Like, but does winning factor in at all? That's and people are naive to think that, you know, these guys sometimes don't factor in.
You know what? You know what? Pittsburgh did win 10 games last year, and they believe they're close. They got a defense. So who's to say Steeler fans don't believe they could compete?
I mean, all right. In that AFC, all right. Then that's his assessment, and I would disagree with it.
All right.
Because if I was rattling off teams that I believe are competing in the AFC, Pittsburgh is not one of the top six or seven.
They made the playoffs last year. They were 10-7. They took Buffalo down to the wire, and I don't know if Buffalo is the same team. TJ Watt's coming back. They didn't have TJ Watt in that game, right? TJ Watt was out in that Buffalo game. They played their ass off in that one. David in San Francisco. Let's go to David Spadoni. David, what's happening?
I just want to know if what job in America that people work that will take a pay cut to be in a good. I don't need to get paid as much as I can. Everybody in America wants to get paid their value. You got all these fans calling in, talking about he's worth this and he's worth that, and not one of them will take a pay cut for their job.
Hey, you say,
so what's the difference? What's the difference? I hear that, but I didn't hear anybody say about Bosa taking a pay cut and
let me disagree with you. Can I disagree with you? No, I'll let you finish. No, because I had this happen in sales many times. I've worked for big Fortune 500 companies, and they say, hey, Joe, would you like to move up to Oregon? Would you like to make $10,000 more per year and move your family up to Oregon? Are you willing to move for your job to make more money? And I said, no. My whole family is born and raised here in this area.
Is that a pay cut?
What?
Did they ask you to take a pay cut?
I said to you, they offered me more money and a relocation fee to go move somewhere else.
But they didn't ask you to take a pay cut?
They told me, if you want to make more money and move, would you be willing to do that? And I said, I am taking less money and staying here in the position I'm in. But that's my algorithm. I know many people who have bounced around this country chasing more money. Like, he's not wrong in that sense. But there are people who change their algorithms and say, yeah, I might make a little less here, wherever, because I want to be near my family.
But they didn't. You may make a little less, but they didn't ask you to take a pay cut, though, from your current deal, correct?
I was making less money staying in the position
I
was in.
I know, but they didn't ask you to take a pay cut.
No one's asking
you
to take a pay cut.
But they're not asking you to take a pay cut, though, right? David, go ahead, finish, David, because he's saying pay cuts.
He's making 15 million.
He's saying pay cuts. He asked about a pay cut. They didn't ask you to take a pay cut.
Who's saying to take a pay cut? He's getting a raise. If he gets 27, that's a raise.
It's not a raise when everybody else in your field is making more money. That's not. The value of a contract, if you understand contract.
I do understand. He's under contract for $14 million. Time out. He's under contract for $14 million. If he gets, let's just say, $28, $29 million and not the $30, is that not an increase?
Can I finish talking, though?
Make a good point, then.
Go ahead, David.
Because you can be one of those big... You're on the air and you talk, but you won't do that in person. So calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
Well, then make a point. Make a point.
The point of the matter is the fans do not pay for the player's salary anymore. You're talking 70s. The players get paid for the network and all the money that the fans pay the owners. That's the owners. The fans do not pay for the player's salary anymore. You got fans calling in talking about the fans. They do not pay for the players' salary. Players understand that. It's a business, dude. It's a business. Just like you work on this show right here, it's a business. They ask you and somebody else is making more money. Off air, you're going to want just as much money as anybody else. The fact of the matter is now they get charged for what they want, and they talk about it on talk radio shows and everything else. They don't talk about your salary.
David, have a good day. Let's go to Jamie DeSantis.
I'm glad
Jay
we made
San Jose.
That point.
Jay San Jose. No, seriously, but you've told me before, if Coward offered you $1 million, you're leaving me in a heartbeat. So I don't believe you.
Because the difference from what I'm making now to $1 million a year is infinite.
So yeah, if they told you $50,000 a year more, move up to Oregon. You're not moving up to Oregon?
No, not
taking a quick flight to San Francisco?
Not for $50,000 more. No.
$100,000 more.
I would think about it, but probably not. No, but I'll be real with you. You know why? But you know why that'd be? Because my quality of life would change dramatically. Do you know how important family is to me? Like, that's an algorithm for me, right?
You
understand that.
I hear you.
And so, like, no, I get what you're saying. But if you're talking about 10 times X my salary, well, then, yeah, I'm going to start listening. Yes. But if we're talking about 30% increases to uproot your family, but that's me. That's not everyone. I know single people in their 20s who are like, oh, hell yeah, I will move to Austin, Texas.
Jay in San Jose. Jay, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Bonte, you made a few points that I didn't really agree with. And by the way, that guy that you guys just add on, dude, why is he so upset, dude? He's not playing the game. He's not getting paid. He's not getting a pay cut.
We can say the same about fans. Why are you getting upset about a guy wanting his money? We all getting upset and pocket watching. We all getting upset and pocket watching. And fans want to be mad at everybody at a player for wanting his money. Nobody said a damn thing about Nick Bosa last year, and he dogged it. So stop it.
You spent 3 weeks talking about Bosa.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm going to let you talk, Jay. I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. So Bosa is a top tier in his field. He's a top tier. We had to pay him. And so Ayuk, he's a great receiver. But he's not a Jefferson.
Okay, so who is a Jefferson? There's no Jeffersons. There's no Devontae Adams. Is he tier two? The executive coaches in the league said he was number nine, Jay. They said he was number nine. He's better than Waddle. Come on, he's better than Waddle. He's not better than Jalen Waddle.
Just went with him now. They're similar. They're very similar. Very similar. But you know what? That team is still not as good as this team. There's things that you got to factor in. It's not just all about the money. And then you ask Shasky, hey, if it was $1 million, would you jump? Yeah, of course he would jump. That's a wide percentage of difference between what he's getting right now.
Yeah, he's saying 10,000. Nobody's jumping for 10,000 to move to Oregon. Nobody in their right mind will move to Oregon for $10,000 more. But if it does $50,000 or $60,000 more, the wife is saying, yo, we need to go do this because we don't have to pay taxes in Oregon. We don't have to pay state taxes. So get the hell out of here, Jay. You know, you want to call IU greedy? That's fine. Call them greedy. Let's see this team without Brandon Ayuk right now. Let's see it. If Ayuk is so greedy and he's not about the team, then let's just see this team without Brandon Ayuk.
I don't think it's greed. I think it's clearly frustration because he wants a certain number, and I think that the Niners had a certain number in mind. That clearly wasn't going to get the deal done. The number has shifted.
Why are we lying about money?
What do you mean?
When it comes to money, people just lie. People just lie. Say, yeah, I wouldn't take it a pay cut. Yeah, I wouldn't do this. They just lie and just a lie. Just like stop the cap. We need to stop the cap.
Why are you being so upset?
I'm not upset. Just stop the cap, though. Like, let's not lie. Let's not lie about these things.
What part did I lie about?
You know damn well if they offered you $60,000 more a year,
I wouldn't.
Come on, man.
Not with my mom alone at home. Not with my mother-in-law alone and my grandfather 90 years old. Not right now.
5 years ago, you wouldn't have done that.
No.
6 years ago, you wouldn't have done that. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Well, Bonte, I was offered this multiple times. I've had multiple opportunities, not radio, in other avenues. And I've always said no, because on for me, again, my algorithm's different. Family is different. Now, for other people, I have many coworkers who have gone from this job to that job to this job to that job, moving across the country to chase extra money or a title. Their algorithm is different than mine, and that's totally their prerogative. Believe me, have my wife and I thought about it, talked about it? Have we weighed the pros and cons? Absolutely. I always, and this is why I bought a house in San Francisco. I wanted to be near my family, but that's for me. That's what's my setting. That's not everyone else's setting.
Let's go to Eddie and Oxnard. Eddie and Oxnard, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think the idea that Ayuk doesn't value winning isn't true. I think he wants to get paid and win. And parity is a great part of the NFL. So you could be on a bad team 1 year and be in a great team the next year.
Interesting.
I mean, look at the Houston Texans.
Yep.
No one thought they were going to do what they did last year. So he may go to the Steelers and they may end up making the playoffs. They may go to AFC Championship and even winning. And I've been a 49er fan my whole life. So the idea is, like, what standard do you go by winning? Do you go by Eddie D, which is Super Bowls, and we didn't win anything? Or if you go by the Yorks, it's like, oh, well, as long as we get there, we're happy about it.
You know what gets me?
That's an interesting
about this,
point, though.
It is very interesting. And I brought that up the other day about the Patriots.
You brought it up about the Texans.
Right.
It's a good point. And I actually, the athletes think they're going to be the reason that's going to change course for an organization. So for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I may think they're the eighth or ninth best team in the AFC. Ayuk's sitting here going, well, I get there, and it's me and George Pickens, and now I think we're the fourth best team in the AFC. And all we got to do is win two playoff games.
You know what really bugs me, though? I will say it's annoying. Is when we compare our 9-to-5 jobs to these millionaire jobs, they're one of one. They are one of one. In the way they work out and the way they get into these leagues, we keep comparing our normal lives. I always say this. They can't just walk down the street and go into a Starbucks like we can. They just can't go in there and get a good breakfast burrito without getting mobbed left and right, taking selfies left and right. I watch Chris Mullin and Festus trying to just get out the gatehouse and they're mobbed left and right. Everywhere they go, you got to do something that they don't live a normal life. So we got to start for the life of, like,
but you were
stop
the one
comparing.
That said none of you would take a pay cut. And I said,
no, I don't
well,
believe people,
actually.
But in 9-to-5s, I don't believe people will take a pay cut. I hear people all the time saying, man, my job asked me to take a pay cut. I'm hot. I'm going to look for other work. work. I'm going to look for other
during
work.
During COVID, people, this station asked everyone to take a pay cut.
We had no choice because everybody, we were lucky to work.
But that,
we were lucky
that was COVID. That was like an exception to the
rule.
Like
right it was now, an exception
like
right, to the rule.
Right now, I know many people working at multiple sales companies with the stock market having what it's happening. Everyone didn't get bonuses across the board, okay? And so people are taking pay cuts all over the world. Yeah, it's very impossible to compare normal people to pro athletes. But when you ask people, have you taken less or would you take less to stay in a different...
Everyone's algorithms are different. People are telling Brendan how you to take less. Well, why the hell are we telling him what to do? That's the whole point of this.
A million
people are telling
less.
Brendan how you to take, take a million less. Again, we don't know what his aspirations are. We don't know what his goal in life is. We have no idea. So we're telling people to take less money?
But like, when you say we don't know what his goal is... Again, reading the tea leaves, this is the way people do the thinking. Well, if we're offering him 27 and they're offering him $28 million, $1 million is the difference. Doesn't he want to win? Whether you think that that's real or not, that's how people think.
888-957-9570. We'll get to all the lines here. David, Art, KC, Brian, Chambry, everybody out there. We're going to get you on the line here. Brendan Ayuk, what's going to happen with him? Are you ready to move on from him? I guess a lot of people are ready to move on from him. So let's see what it looks like. Let's see what it looks like. We'll take everybody's call coming up on the other side. And that'll be brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Brandon Bajemski, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Beat.
No, I hear a lot about, you know, players need to honor their contracts. They need to honor their contracts, honor their contracts. Do NFL teams honor their contracts? Do they honor the player contracts? They will ship your ass out in a heartbeat. Who's honoring the contract? Players not performing, guess what? You're getting cut.
Well,
you know,
the Niners, for example, did that with Dre Greenlaw this year. They're honoring his contract and as he's rehabbing. And no, it's again, there's guaranteed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Money in there. And then they did it also with Eric Armstead when he got hurt for, I think, right. 2 straight years.
But it doesn't happen all the time.
No, those two examples, it's because of the guarantees.
I'm talking about the NFL as a whole. You know, they don't always honor contracts. So why do these players got to honor like, what are we doing here? It works both ways, folks.
That I
agree
with.
Come on, man. It works both ways. But if you want to side with management on this one, then that's fine. I don't care. Now, at this point, a lot of people are calling in saying, we're not worried about losing Aiyuk. So you know what? If the season does get off to a hairy start, which I think the Niners will still build, I still believe they'll be pretty good this year, even without Brandon Aiyuk. With that said, I don't want to lose Brandon Aiyuk. And if they do struggle, what I don't want to hear is, damn, we got rid of Brandon Aiyuk. Man, we need him. No. Stand on what you say. Stand on it.
I think on 3rd and 11 in the fourth quarter, week 1, they're trailing by 5. We're going to want to have Aiyuk as an option to throw to. I think almost all Niner fans, when pressed with that, yes, they're going to want that. Absolutely.
Let's go to we'll go to Art in San Jose. We're going to go down the line here. Art in San Jose, what's happening?
How you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm a first-time caller. My whole thing is when I've been listening to this, everyone's worried about Aiyuk. We have Juwan Jennings. Why don't we just move him into the slot and have Deebo on the other side, and we got two monsters on each end.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, Jennings has looked really good in practice this year, and they're very different receivers. He's much more physical in terms of Juwan Jennings. I don't know if necessarily he's as silky a route runner, and we will see if that's what they end up having to do. I mean, we're going to have to see it. And then you're going to probably spread the ball around to some of the other players a little more. Would they, you know, with a healthy McCaffrey, would they split him out wide to try to offset some of the production from Aiyuk? That's something I don't know.
Richard Sherman, what is this on his podcast? What's the name of his podcast? Richard Sherman spoke about the Aiyuk situation, and I heard it's really, really good. So I'm going to play this here. Here, I'll play it, and then we'll attribute his podcast on the other side.
It just doesn't seem like it's going to have that happy ending. It's going to have one of those endings that just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And it's nobody's fault. Brandon did everything he's supposed to do. He played well. He's a great teammate, great person, great individual, great everything. San Francisco has done right by him, been a good organization, put good teammates around him, kept great structure, not a lot of volatility in terms of the coaching staff or you know, the front office. It's been pretty consistent from both sides. But at the end of the day, we knew this point would come for the San Francisco 49ers. You can't pay everyone.
So he believes it's not going to be a happy ending. How can you make this ending happy? How can we please everybody? What's the compensation? What are you getting back? It just feels like you didn't move him before the NFL draft and you played yourself. You could have bought. Now, you did get Ricky Pearsall. You have a built-in replacement. We'll see about Ricky Pearsall. Right now, he's out with a shoulder injury. I heard he looks good. I heard he could beat man coverage, but he's not on the field a lot. So I don't know. I really don't know about Ricky Pearsall. I hope he balls out, but also had PTSD from all these failed wide receiving draft picks. And we could go all down the list, going all the way back to Rashawn Woods. There's a litany of wide receivers that have not panned out in San Francisco. And you finally get one to pop, a guy who was in the doghouse. And so what does it look like without him? Boy, I don't know. I don't know, but not a happy ending. I did not see this coming. I did not see it coming. I'm sorry.
You can't pay everyone is the part we've all talked about for how long? Purdy's emergence, it feels like we've been talking about, like, well, once they pay Purdy, you can't keep everyone. It's like now it's coming. It's all coming to a head. And whether they get Aiyuk, I mean, it feels very bleak. But whether they get Aiyuk done now, this team is going to look different. And that's just football. But specifically, they're going to have to make premature decisions on certain rosters. And you already saw with Eric Armstead. They were like, hey, we don't think you're worth the $17 million this year, or whatever the exact number was guaranteed. So it's tough. You can't pay everyone. And that is one thing that I think is, I guess this is a good and a bad thing. They're so good. They have a lot of really good players. They're so good at developing. You have a D'Amon or Lenore and Aaron Banks, all these other guys that are in line to get paid as well as Aiyuk. And you do have to make tough decisions. You know, it does suck.
Let's go to David in Denver, Colorado. David, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bonte, I'm just curious, man. Like, the intensity that you're coming with in terms of the Aiyuk support, like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, is it that you got a problem with like the system of like the like management or whatnot? Because it seems off base to me, man. Like,
it seems off base that I want to see a player get paid who performed at a high level. Just one of our players who we drafted.
But I don't hear a lot of Niners fans, and I talk to a lot. I don't hear him saying he shouldn't get paid. I don't hear him saying that we don't need him. But this dude's walking around acting like he's the man.
David, I'm going to let you finish. Have you not heard our callers today? Have you not heard people over the last 6 weeks saying, and you may be talking to fans that say, yeah, Ayuk's really good, he should get paid. But a lot of people are saying he should just take the 26 and shut the hell up, or that he's being a distraction. And I don't see that. I see a guy who held in, who came here on good faith, who met with the organization during the offseason. Remember that? They met with John Lynch. He took time out of his summer to meet with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Parag Morante, obviously to try to get a deal done. He wants to be here. So that's why I'm defending the player, because I understand this league can be over in one play. We just watched a receiver dock with these guys getting their heads knocked in, kicked in. Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles last year, or whatever it was, and lost the season. So yeah, I want to see Brandon Ayuk get paid, and I don't want to see Brandon Ayuk leave.
And I don't either. And that's the thing.
So what's your problem then?
I ask this.
What's your problem then, David?
Is he the man on this team? Is he the man?
They have a bunch of men on this team that make this offense go.
Is he Jerry Rice on this team?
There's nobody who's Jerry Rice. He's the best wide receiver on this football team. Is he not? Is he not the ex wide receiver on this football team?
Yeah, I think he is. You know, but going back to the you can't pay everyone, they paid Debo, and at that time, the Debo contract made a lot of sense, given everything Debo meant to the team in terms of running and as a wide receiver. And then, obviously, acquiring Christian McCaffrey kind of changed the dynamic of how the team flows. And if CMC is out for a prolonged period, you are going to change the team again.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to have Brandon Ayuk.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, this CMC injury could not have come at a worse time.
Right. There's no doubt about
because
that.
Because if I'm running the team, I'm now envisioning, like, look, I like Jordan Mason. I've been pounding the table for Jordan to get more touches. But in no world do I think that Jordan Mason, and maybe he proves me wrong, but in no world do I feel like, we just plug in Jordan Mason. You get the same production as CMC. I love Shanahan, and his system's awesome, but CMC is a first-ballot Hall of Fame talent type of a player.
So when I think about CMC, and I did a hit with Edmonton yesterday, it's like, man, CMC this, and I said, the reason why I think Jordan Mason really doesn't touch the field or Elijah Mitchell doesn't touch the field, and we never even talk about it. Not only is he a great wide receiver, he's a great runner between the tackles, outside the tackles, with third-down blitz pickups as a pass blocker. Now, I know people don't want to talk blocking. I don't pay you to block. Blocking is a very important part of football. If you don't block, you don't get yards. It's simple. You don't block, your quarterback gets smacked. So I don't know why people scoff at blocking so much when we bring up Brandon Ayuk run blocking, but one of the most valuable assets of Christian McCaffrey is picking up blitzes on third down in the backfield. Jordan Mason, I watch. Boy, he struggles in that department. Now, maybe he gets better this season. Maybe Elijah Mitchell gets better this season. Maybe Matt Breida gets better this season in terms of pass blocking on blitz pickups. Well, you got to stay in and pick up a blitz for your quarterback to have that time to throw. That's the difference between the Atlanta Falcons, who had Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator. Devontae Freeman had to be in on a third down to pick up a blitz against Hightower with the New England Patriots. Tevin Coleman got hurt in that football game late in the third quarter. He was usually third down back, a guy who could pick up the blitz and pass protect very, very well. Well, Devontae Freeman did not make a block. Matt Ryan gets hit for a sack fumble, and that's the difference between winning the Super Bowl because Taylor Gabriel's running wide open down the field and losing a Super Bowl.
I mean, Steve Young and Lawrence Phillips and Aeneas Williams,
exactly.
Right? Like, that's, you say those three names all in succession, and we all know exactly what we're talking about. I always think about the Frank Gore block for Colin Kaepernick against Green Bay, in Green Bay, where he ran on whatever, 3rd and 10 or whatever. Yep. It was one of the great blitz pickups of all time. No, you're 100% correct. And then, like, your point about the receivers all getting hurt, and there's a moment where Justin Jefferson fights back to get back from like a 6 or 7 week absence. And I had him in fantasy last year, and we're all frustrated. Like, what is going on? You know, first time he's ever been hurt in his life, he said, going back to high school. Like, never been hurt. He comes back, and in the first half of the first game, after fighting to come back, he stretches over the middle, catches a sweet pass, and gets blasted by, I believe it was a Raider, in fact, number one,
yeah,
the safety, number one. Gets blasted in the back, and then he's like coughing up blood.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, why is he out? Chest injury. Why is he out?
And he's in a hospital.
And it wasn't some like dramatic hit. It was a total accident. Same thing happened to Debo in the Cleveland game, where I just don't think we understand like this game, like literally every single play can be your last.
Absolutely. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Chambry in Arizona. Long time no talk, Chambry. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking the call. I've been trying to buy my time through this whole thing. So I'll just say this real quick before I get to my main part. I mean, everyone is saying, you know, that Ayuk is this, this, and that. But the dude tried to negotiate a deal before the market became the market. So whether we agree with the money or not, I mean, that stuff's irrelevant. The dude tried to handle business.
Yep.
Not once up until this offseason have we even heard a peep from him in any negative way when he's been in the doghouse. I mean, we lose the Super Bowl. He's in tears crying because that's how much this game means to him. Most importantly, that's how much this team means to him. And so for me, the most aggravating thing, I mean, that I think would be idiotic, whether we trade him or whatever winds up happening, is you got an option to basically have him play on this fifth year. And why can't we turn it into like a franchise tag and somehow finagle some money and come up with another 10 to 14 million and then negotiate that deal in this off season after you move some other players. But what's going to piss me off is essentially in that draft for that first round, and stay with me here, we're going to basically be 0-for-4 on players, right? Cause we had an opportunity to get Tristan Wirfs, who was my number one guy. We traded back and then we end up getting Kinlaw. So you're 0-for-2 there, but in that pick for Kinlaw, you also had CD Lamb there available with you. And so then when you trade back up to go get Ayuk, because he's the player you believe he is, that's like saying that you can plug and play any quarterback in the system, because this is Shanahan's system, and we've seen that, and we haven't seen it at the level that Brock's done it. You can plug and play any of the receivers that we drafted, but ain't none of them taking it to the level with the route running skill set that Ayuk has. So I realize that this ain't a Justin Jefferson offense, but when everyone points out, we saw how this offense looked with just Ayuk when Debo and Trent Williams were out. Well, guess what? You already know Shanahan's stubbornness makes the game plan around Debo, and the dude doesn't adjust. So you're asking a coach who's stubborn and doesn't adjust and builds a game plan around one player that when you have two guys out, now you're going to feature a wide receiver that you've kind of had a rocky relationship with. That's all I got to say, gentlemen.
Hell of a call, Chambry. Hell of a call. Made a lot of good points. A lot of points I agree with. That's what's been lost in everything, is that Ayuk did try to handle business with the Niners brass multiple times. He tried. Now, it's not his duty or his job to worry about what the cap looks like. He's got to worry about what he looks like and what he does for this team. The cap is where the cap is. Now, Kyle Kami said it yesterday, and you know, we all look at the cap. You can get it done. Obviously, you're going to have long-term ramifications, maybe not with Brock Purdy, but other players. But if you want to keep Ayuk here, who I think is one of your 10 best football players on this team, is $1 million really going to hurt the 49ers? I look at it the other way. We keep saying, hey, is it... Come on, Ayuk, what's $1 million? Well, what's $1 million for the organization?
Well,
they're a $1 billion organization. This is a $1 billion owner.
You can only spend $250 million or whatever the number is this year on players in this year. I agree with your overall sentiment. Like, a mil here or there shouldn't be the end-all be-all, but I just wonder how much this plays into it. Like, well, if we cave in on Ayuk, I mean, what's the next guy going to do to us? Like, that is what organizations, whether it's sports or not, they do think about stuff like that. And I don't know how much that's into it or not. I don't know. Like, I'm always like, if you really like the person, like, you do the best you can to kind of bring them back.
I agree with that. Here's Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco on Club Shay Shay. This is Club Shay Shay. Chad Johnson. Listen to this one. Former wide receiver.
Nah, it's still there. It's still there. You got to think they're losing one individual that is. I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way. It's a position that is replaceable. If you think about the NFL in general, receivers are a dime a dozen. The special ones are not. The top five, the top three, special. But everyone outside of that is replaceable. You can find and get that production from so many other players, especially maybe the ones that they're going to have fill that spot. The way that offense is run, they'll be fine. The way Shanahan calls plays, they'll be fine.
Chad Ochocinco saying, Brandon Ayuk is replaceable. Do you agree with him?
Very definitively, too.
Do you agree with him?
I don't think I agree with him. Like, replaceable long-term, like over a couple years, maybe they find a replacement.
Yeah.
Replaceable for this year?
For sure.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing that.
Let's go to Brian and Sack. Brian, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, so kind of to Chad Johnson's point, actually, is what I wanted to kind of touch on as well. So, I mean, right now, if what we understand the numbers to be, the contract that's on the table, he's getting paid in top 10 wide receiver money. I think part of the issue is he's a prisoner of the team that he's on right now, right? So it's such a talented squad. So you're not going to be, we don't need you to be that number one guy. Yet, how much does it mean to you to stay on a team that everyone that says when they get to our to the Niner squad, the synergy, the great organization, et cetera. This is in his backyard where he grew up, essentially. So I started thinking, like, his valuation of himself, I mean, where does he see himself at this point? And assuming that he's wanting $30 million, I don't really know what he's asking for, right? And if the Niners are just sitting at that 26, maybe that is a little bit lower. But then when I'm talking about the million-dollar difference or whatever the case may be, I just think that if you're still getting paid in top 10 money and you're not that upper echelon, you're getting paid in that second tier, that's where the frustration comes with me.
I feel you. Do you think that they can replace him this season? Say if they don't replace him, Brian, and they just get picks for Brandon Ayuk. As Matt Maiocco, real quick, Brian, there's been a lot of leverage, and right now Brandon Ayuk does have leverage. He controls where he goes among teams that work out a deal with the 49ers. He must sign off on a multi-year contract in order to end up with a new team. So if they just trade him and get picks, do they have the personnel on this roster this season to get back to New Orleans and play for a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
So I'll be honest, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, so I say hell no. I don't think it helps for him to not be on this team. We heard a lot about, you know, but he's already had, what, 3 injuries in training camp. We don't know of him yet, right? Yeah. Everyone's talking about how he can be, but we don't know. So me personally, no, I would love for him to be on the team. I don't think we get to the Super Bowl on a Niner team without Ayuk.
I agree with him completely. I don't even know, like, getting to the playoffs is one thing. Winning playoff games, they're hard. Have we learned anything? Winning playoff games are really hard. It's all hands on deck. And even then, even when you have all hands on deck, you could be, you know, going up against it. Think of just the last 2 years, the special wins the Niners have had. Green Bay game was come from behind. Detroit game was come from behind. All right? Go to the year prior. The Dallas game was tooth and nail. Then you needed a George Kittle wild catch to put yourself in position. And then you needed Dak to just basically throw up all over himself and turn the ball over. Now, you blew out Seattle, but it was a close game at halftime. Like, I know they blew him out
close
in the second
game,
half.
Late third quarter, yeah. 23-17, and they were driving.
So let's not act like, you know, getting in the playoffs is, it's hard, but winning playoff games is dramatically difficult.
Well, this is where it comes to, and somebody, I'm going to give Theodore credit on YouTube because he just kind of read my mind. And this is where I was going to go. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch and Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We'll get back to the lines in just a second, but this is where my mind went to, and Theodore read my mind. And this is where I kind of want to go. If Brock Purdy is an elite quarterback, they can win without Brandon Ayuk. So now the question is Brock Purdy elite? Is Brock Purdy that guy? Can you win without Ayuk? Well, if Brock Purdy is elite, I think he can. Now the question is he elite? We'll see. Theodore's spot on. That's what it is. Do you believe if they're willing to move off of Brandon Ayuk, there's a belief, and we talked about this on the show call yesterday, or Lutman and I was talking about it. If there is a belief that, hey, we can win without Ayuk, then that must mean that Shanahan believes in himself, and he believes in his quarterback to elevate this offense without Brandon Ayuk. That's where it is.
I mean, we love Purdy, and if guys run the right routes and they're in the right position, I mean, most people think, like, yeah, he's gonna throw that on time, right, you know? But you also have to... you know, every now and then you got to have dudes that can win one-on-ones. Cool. And so, like, we could talk about Purdy all we want. I think part of what made Josh Allen in the playoffs, this is where I come, like, I think Josh Allen's amazing. And then I watch in the playoffs, he's throwing guys open, literally hitting Stephon Diggs, who's a great player, in the hands, and he's dropping the ball. So Purdy could be awesome and making all the right reads. Tom Brady, final year in New England. I thought Tom was still Tom. A lot of people thought he was washed. I'm like, he's throwing to Jacoby Myers as his number Kimbrough one.
Kimbrough Tompkins.
What?
Kimbrough Tompkins.
I mean, they had nothing.
I love that, Dave.
And Tom loses to the Titans and Tannehill at home with a pick six, you know, to end it. So, like, yeah, I love Purdy, but that's a lot to put on Purdy. No quarterback can overcome, garbage at receiver. You got to have something.
You have a great offensive mind.
You got to have something.
You got to have great offensive mind.
For sure.
You have Deebo Samuel. You have George Kittle. You have Third and Juwan.
Jennings. They still have a lot of talent.
Chris Conley. Ricky Pearsall. Christian McCaffrey. There is plenty of talent on this team. So, if Brock Purdy is that dude, a $65 million a year quarterback, and I'm not saying he's not elite. I have him in my top six. I got Brock Purdy in my top six right now. You guys asked me, I got him in the top six. So before all the haters come out and say that you hate Brock Purdy, I have him in my top six. I have him in my top six as quarterback, all right?
He's
in my top six. You know, I'm not a Brock Purdy hater.
I am happy with Brock Purdy.
But we're going to find out just how elite he is if they do move off of Brandon Ayuk.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy. Let's just say, hypothetically, you know, they move off of Ayuk and they don't get anything back that can truly help them right now. And you get a lackluster year from Pearsall and Kittle goes down and Deebo goes down and they still win 12 or 13 games. Then, yeah, like, get the Brinks truck ready. Get the guaranteed money ready. We're not waiting till you know, March. Like, you're literally giving him the money the second the season's over.
So we're going to find out. And that's a great point by Theodore. If Ayuk is gone, we're going to find out just how elite Brock Purdy is. Let's go to the lines. Lamont in Oakland. Lamont, what's happening?
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Lamont in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's going on?
I just wanted to bring up a point. So I believe Ayuk is worth, you know, 28, 29 million, whatever. It's unfortunate. It looks like it's not going to be with the 49ers. But I think he's a great receiver. Good to great. And that's not my issue. Well, I'm just calling because I heard something that people say this a lot in sports, and I heard you say a little earlier, Vontae, about players and owners and honoring contracts. And the thing I think about with this, though, is that people say this often when it comes to basketball and football, but the reality is that owners and GMs and players have two different functions. And so to expect a general manager, like you said, general managers don't honor the contracts. Their job is to trade players and build rosters and do things. So, like,
no doubt.
They're not going to be comparative in that way. You understand what I'm saying?
No
because
doubt.
A player is a player.
No doubt. They've
chosen to work for this team. They've been drafted. So they have two different functions. So it's not going to be fair, quote unquote, because they're the owners of the team, right? They own the team.
No doubt.
And they, however they got the team, that's their job to do that.
No doubt.
But at the same time, I do agree that IU is big. Like, he's a great receiver. I look at his stats. I mean, he was 18 yards a catch last year and
1,300
some odd yards. And it was elite numbers, right? And so I think he does deserve the money. Like, I don't think he's that replaceable. Like, I don't think this is a situation
and
where,
Lamont,
you know,
Lamont,
they can just slide him in somebody else.
Lamont, you make a great point here.
He's
a
great receiver.
Lamont, you're making great points. Stay on the line. You're making unbelievable points. You know what I'm saying? The owners and the GMs, their function. You're absolutely right. But on the flip side, you get where I'm coming from with the player. The players probably know that, and they're saying, well, I got to get what I got to get now because I know I could be cut in 2 years or be traded. So that's why when Kavakami says, look, it's not maybe not about the AAV, the annual average per year, but it's probably the guaranteed money. That's what he's looking for. Maybe they're far apart on the guaranteed money. And that's why these players want that guaranteed money, because they know they could be cut in 2 years because they know the function of an owner and GM, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I believe IU deserves his money. Like, he's been a huge – and I think when he's gone, that's when people will actually see his impact.
Yeah.
I think that because everybody's winning and everybody's having a good time and getting the Super Bowl right now, they're not understanding the balance of the field and what he actually creates when he stretches the field. Because Deebo, we know – he's not a deep threat. Like, he's a yak guy, right? You throw him a slam about 7-8 yards, and you watch it work, right? Kittle is kind of the same. Juwan is a good receiver, third down guy, but he can't replace Ayuk.
Like, Juwan is an over-the-middle guy. He doesn't really get deep. He gets about 8 to 10 intermediate routes over the middle. He's got good hands. But IU is the guy with the speed and the guy who makes that secondary react to him, which makes everything else open. The only caveat I will say is if McCaffrey balls out like we know he can, it might lessen the blow, but then you really got to do a lot of play action and get the defense off balance with that. But, yeah, that's my input.
It's a really good call.
Good call, Lamont. Good call.
It's a really good call. You know, the thing that he was getting at regarding, like, they're just – the GM's job is to make the best team that he possibly can, whether that's pissing and alienating off players or not. And that's a really good point. But it's also the agent and the player's job to maximize their career, and whether that be financially, whether that be on the field. 9 times out of 10, they're trying to do both. You know what I mean? And all that. This is just one of those situations, and I get there's a tug and pull with, like, GMs trying to get the least amount and the player trying to get the most. This one just does feel really different. It feels really different than a lot of the other ones, and it's the fact that they've allowed him to kind of go outside of the team to negotiate with other teams, and that, to me, signals, whether fair or not, I'm thinking, well maybe they don't value him, and I think that's where it's like, well, what's going on here? This just feels so different.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. They feel like they have a price point, and they're saying, yeah, you're not going above this price point. Let's go to Raj in Santa Rosa. Raj, what's happening?
Hey, Raj.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Huge fan.
Thank you.
Dante, I wanted to say I love on the Warriors pre- and post-game. I love Festus on the show. It's awesome that he's with you guys.
Thank you.
Is he going to be on the show this season?
He will be there. He will be back.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make an appearance this year.
Awesome. Awesome. So with Ayuk, I wanted to comment on just my take on things. And first I want to say the people calling in and just yapping at you guys, it's kind of wild. It's like everybody's entitled to have their opinion. It's sports, you know, calm down.
Hey, Raj, you should see Twitter. You should see Twitter. It's a lot worse on that app. Trust me.
I'm on there. I haven't checked today, though.
No. It gets nasty.
But my take on Ayuk is this, is I want him here. I think he's terrific. I would pay him if I was the owner or GM, but I get, you know, all the conflict of, hey, how are we going to pay Purdy and all these other guys? And it's a sticky situation. On top of that is what I'd say is to people calling in saying Ayuk is being greedy, is what I'd say to them is like, it doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, like, when you work, you expect to be paid. And even if you're rich, like, you're then not going to say, let me now work the rest of my life for free. This isn't like, it is a job. It's not a charity. And so he has a right to say, hey, this is what I think my worth is, and I would like to try to get that. It's not greed. It's you valuing yourself.
You're right. Good call, Raj. Good call. 888-957-9570 is the number. Last hour, you're listening to 94.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.